Bluetooth audio. Sure. 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 Okay, kid. This windshield's pretty dirty. Well, there would be some light on this thing if I was having a tire pressure issue, now that I think about it. Still have like furniture out on their lawn and stuff with like signs that say free on them, and like who's out doing, you know, like picking up stuff like that, like in the middle of crazy quarantine restrictions, let me stop and get this couch. Light's green, let's go straight. My wife has a mirror in her car that is strapped to the back seat so you can see the baby. I do not, so I can turn around and I can see her little toes, little footsies there. So I don't know if she's asleep or not. I bet she is. But, I think a little noise back there. I would not be shocked. She'll be asleep soon if she's not already. Somebody's been fighting off sleep all morning long. Toes a squeeze, but I can't reach back that far. So yeah, I'm just driving around. Make sure I got gas here. Yeah, got gas. Baby out, make sure she takes a nap here. Oh, you're stopping for this traffic circle. How novel. glad to see no one's gotten any better at driving. Here, got a big old sign open for to go and delivery. Burger King here has got a banner up, says drive through open. This liquor store appears to be open. Some songwriters would have you believe it's grim up north, but what have they ever done? Sound like the sort of guys that would just burn a bunch of money.
Thank you.
gatherings, please stay home, save lives. That's what the electronic sign above the freeway said. And who am I to argue with the sign above the freeway? Smoking weed behind that church in a car when he was in high school. That's probably why they had to tear it out. They're like, ah, damn kids. Smoking grass behind the church. We're just going to have to tear the church out so we can see them. Smoking their drugs and bags of crack, they're bags of marijuana. Getting high on that boo rock. I assume closed. Yeah. Looking pretty closed. I mean, I guess it's early enough in the day that they can't possibly be selling takeout pizza out of that fucking shithole. What's this billboard say? COVID-19. Refugio en su lugar. A message brought to you by a local bank. Okay. Walmart parking lot looking like this. You know, not jam-packed, but there's people there.
Out about the ads for the winery. I don't get why you're freaking out about the weed ads, bro.
There's so many fucking wine billboards and tastings on Sundays and all that other shit, but like none of that stuff's like all that close to right here. I mean, it's in the grand scheme of things, it's a drive, which, you know, maybe don't drive to a winery for a tasting. there and fucking put on a sideshow on the top floor. I guess a bunch of, there were people having a bunch of sideshows up here in Santa Rosa around Cinco de Mayo. And there's a lot of, there's some local stories about how they all got broken up. And I wanted to be like, hey, just let them have a sideshow. It's like not supposed to be a lot of people on the road anyway. And, but I guess it was a bunch of people out of their cars and standing around all next to each other while cars spun donuts. And that's just dumb. Like, if you want to have a sideshow, have a sideshow. But hey, have it safely. A safe sideshow. If you must unload a pistol into the air, please load the pistol with blanks. This bank has Luther Burbank's name on it. Luther Burbank, I think he's a flower man. I don't know what, I forget what Luther Burbank did, but his name is on a lot of stuff around here. And it's called Luther Burbank Savings. And honestly, why wouldn't you just call it the Luther Burbank? I mean, it's right fucking there. It's right there, baby. What are you doing back there? You still good? All right, oh. Square. We've got a person out here with a dog. No mask. Liquor store is still open. Oh, wow, that used to be a Kinko's, and now it's a liquor store. Oh, and now there's a Kinko's over here in a much smaller place. Or I guess it's a FedEx office with a banner hanging from it that says, we're open. The banner is very folded up and old. And oh no, 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 they do appear to be open. Fuck. What? Sense. It's not the Druids Hall, it's the Druids building. Take your Druids Hall and stuff it. This is where the Barnes & Noble moved to. Or I guess this Barnes & Noble's always been here, but they had another location that was near that Kinko's liquor store. Or am I just all turned around? I don't know. I don't know. Place is Cupcake, but we sell dresses. Should be against the law. You okay back there, kid? You doing alright? Alright, you're completely asleep. Mission accomplished. mall. How did I end up back at the mall? I got all turned around. Dog sitting on the rear panel of this this Nissan Altima in front of me here, just lounging. You know what? I'm gonna turn this way. Studio is where the Sonic.net offices were. I think they moved to a much bigger office out by the airport. I've aimlessly driven around downtown Santa Rosa, and as such, I have lost my bearings a fair amount. This is where the Chuck E. Cheese was, I know that much. This shitty fucking tap room, or whatever this place is called, The Dungeon, that used to be the Chuck E. Cheese. When I was... better arcades in the area. People lined up outside this bank wearing masks waiting to get in. Looks like they're kind of limiting the number of people that can be inside at any given time. Except someone with a mask is like holding the door open and people are just walking past him. Or, you know, like... everyone's wearing masks. That's still 6 feet. That's still within 6 feet if you want to be technical about it. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is anymore. I really don't. refined glass boutique. Gonna go there and get the classy bongs. Gonna walk into a place like that now, not now, but you know, after all this. Assuming there is an after all this. And just get really sketchy and start winking and go like, could you direct me to your water pipes for tobacco use? And just watch the people working there go like, no, these are, you can just say we have bongs for weed, it's fine. You can say it now, it's legal. Like, yes, water. Oh man, the Willy Bird changed its name. It was like a turkey restaurant that also had just like a dim and grim cocktail bar in there that was like, I went in there once and we got turkey dinners like on a Thursday afternoon, me and a friend of mine. And it was just like, the people in there were the people you would expect to see at a fucking turkey restaurant bar at 4 p.m. on a Thursday. Just like people who were just like, hey, I just need a drink, man. I just need a place to go to drink near here because they took my license, or I'm a little too old to operate a motor vehicle safely. So I just walk on down to the Willy Bird every single day and hang out. Shopping center with the Best Buy and the Costco and all this stuff. This looks fucking jam-packed, man. Car audio place here called Car Tunes, and they've got just a bunch of vinyl stickers over all the stuff saying like wireless Apple iPhone, you know, like just the dumbest looking shit. But then the one on the end is need a website. I didn't see what business it was for. It didn't look like Squarespace, so obviously bullshit. But the idea that the car audio place is also like, you need a web page, we can set you up. Have they opened anything where the Toys R Us used to be? Or is it still just a... They put a Mod Pizza in here. Crazy. Oh, they... What? Oh, no. Okay, never mind. That's a new building. I thought they'd torn out the Jack in the Box to put in a Dunkin' Donuts, but no, the Jack in the Box is right here. Smart and Final, brisk business, full parking lot. I wonder if the adult bookstore is open. Probably not. What do you think, kid? You think that... No, you're asleep. know what that place is, but it is called Doobie Nights. And is written in a very 70s font. It was not immediately clear what was being sold at the Doobie Nights. That was not there the last time I drove through this way. Out here at the archery store. And this trailer park. Ooh, and this Brazilian Academy of Mixed Martial Arts. And I know they were teaching MMA up here. But if you were going to pick a part of town to teach MMA, I would do it out here. Seeing gas under $3 is really crazy. $2.79 for a gallon of gas. That's insane. What is this lineup of cars doing? What are they all trying to turn in to get? driving past the E-Cig 101. It's a terrible name for a vape shop. White billboard says, stock up on chill. Chill. here. Even if a bunch of it's closed down. Taco truck has a flat tire here at the freeway off ramp. That fucking sucks. Man. restaurant here with its big banner up that says, we've got a full bar. Not going to see a lot of action. See those little toes wiggling back there. See those little toes wiggling back there. What are you doing back there, baby? All right. I'm gonna take this baby inside. And, stay inside, I guess. See y'all next week. And, you know, happy Mother's Day, I guess. Coming up here pretty soon. See ya.